great hero, General of Hearts. The former top commander of the IRGC Quds Force, Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, the deputy commander of the Iraqi Popular Mobilization Organization, Abu Mahdi al-Muhandes, and their eight companions attained martyrdom on 3rd of January 2020 in a terrorist attack near Baghdad Airport under direct orders of the outgoing criminal US President Donald Trump. The despicable move occurred whilst Lieutenant General Soleimani had been invited by the Iraqi government and was in Iraq as a guest of the Iraqi government. Donald Trump resorted to his usual excuses to justify his criminal act, trying to say that the act of terrorism was a preemptive move to prevent war in the region. This came whilst US officials themselves had admitted that martyred General Qasem Soleimani played an unmatched role in weeding out terrorism in the region and even prevented the influx of terrorists into Europe and beyond. CNN's website wrote just 2 days after the martyrdom of General Soleimani that senior security officials in the United States were seriously trying to defend the White House's claim that General Soleimani's assassination had been carried out in reaction to the immediate threats of this general to American interests. Abbott added lack of evidence had cast doubt in Congress and public opinion on whether Donald Trump had done the right move. The assassination of a top Iranian general, a public hero fighting against terrorism, clearly proved that the United States is not fighting terrorism, but it is in fact the partner in crime of terrorists, and indeed the United States is the main supporter of terrorism, a rogue element in the region. Lieutenant General Qasem Soleimani, as a top military strategist, unmasked the mendacity of the US claims of combating terrorism. The United States has been propagating for 2 decades that it is seeking to bring security and stability to West Asia, whereas the terrorist American army has directly or indirectly committed the most heinous crimes in a number of regional countries, including in Afghanistan, Iraq, Syria, Yemen, and other places. As the leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei said, the United States does not want to destroy Daesh terrorists, but it wants to administer and control Daesh in a way to use it as an instrument for advancing its own nefarious goals in the region. But the great martyr of the Islamic resistance, General Qasem Soleimani and his companions, thwarted this US plot. Iran's advisory role in Syria and Iraq paved the way for the resistance front and nullified the sinister schemes of the United States and the Zionist regime, which were trying to disintegrate regional countries through their mercenaries and also through Daesh terrorists which they controlled. US President Donald Trump openly admitted that he issued the order for the assassination of the Iranian general Qasem Soleimani. But later evidence also proved Israel's role in this act of terrorism. The Zionist regime's Minister of War, Naftali Bennett, referring to what he called the time of ending of Iran's presence in the region, had offered menacing remarks against Iran. The Zionist regime Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu had a telephone contact with US Secretary of State just 3 days before this act of terrorism. Netanyahu had thanked Mike Pompeo for important measures against Iran. Pompeo acknowledged in a speech that the IRGC has been blacklisted because of its threats against the Israeli regime. The Israeli Daily Jerusalem Post wrote that Mike Pompeo had said this in the session of the Senate's Foreign Relations Committee. It doesn't matter because the United States and Israel are the two sides of the same coin. The act of terrorism against Iran's top general and military commander had been put on American and Israeli agenda at a time that Washington's maximum pressure policy against Iran has been seen to be failing. The United States has been frustrated because its embargo and economic sanctions were not working against Iran. The multi-million-strong funeral ceremonies for the heroes of resistance, General Qasem Soleimani and Abu Mahdi al-Muhandis, were a clear message to the criminal regime in Washington and the regime in Tel Aviv and their accomplices and their allies in Europe. The global arrogance and global Zionism fully realized that hatred against them had spread well beyond Iran and Iraq, into Afghanistan, Yemen, Syria, and the wider region, and even parts of Europe. This volcano of disgust against the United States and the Israeli regime cannot be extinguished by tweets and threats. The leader of the Islamic Revolution, Ayatollah Sayyid Ali Khamenei, referring to the elements of the Iranian nation's power and steadfastness against the enemies, had said, "The enemy has tried its utmost. It has not come short in its wickedness. The aim is to force officials to capitulate and change their calculations and to submit to U.S. demands. It means that they surrender to the United States and people are put against the system. This is the enemy's goal. America's calculations are wrong. They are misguided. They have made such calculations for the past 40 years and have not gained any results. They have lost and they have failed to deliver a blow to the Islamic Republic. It is the same now. This time too, they will definitely be defeated. There is no doubt about it. Yet, despite the grudge that they have against Islamic Iran, this has blinded them. I mean, it has destroyed their calculations and they cannot make proper calculations." Dear listeners, recent developments in the region bode well for the future of this region, and the United States will soon be forced to leave this region. The countdown has already started. The Iraqi Parliament's ratification on 5th of January 2020, demanding that all US military forces should leave Iraqi territory, is in effect the start of the countdown for America's exit from the West Asia region.